With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County's coronavirus toll stands today at 2,847 cases and 85 deaths after county health officials reported 209 new confirmed cases and 10 more fatalities. Of the 236 people hospitalized with COVID-19, 76 are in intensive care units, an increase from Sunday, according to the Riverside University Health System. The number of people who have recovered from the virus is up by 58 over Sunday's numbers, for a total of 700. Though the infection rate has plummeted compared to earlier projections, the county's public health officer said last week it's too early to tell when the process of relaxing mitigation measures might begin. 2 weeks ago, the county was indicating that statistical modeling showed the possibility of 65,000 infections and 1,000 deaths by the first week of May. But health officials altered their predictions Wednesday, saying the county is now expecting one-fifth of those numbers, less than 13,000 cases and 200 deaths. Governor Gavin Newsom says California has reached its goal of securing 15,000 hotel rooms for homeless people during the coronavirus outbreak. But as Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports, the state's original goal was much higher.
On March 20th, Newsom announced an ambitious target.
We've increased our goals in terms of the number of units we want for our homeless to 51,000 hotel rooms that we are committed to identifying, procuring, bringing into our portfolio to begin to get folks off the streets.
The hotel rooms would allow unhoused people to self-isolate if they contracted the virus or are at high risk due to age or pre-existing health conditions. So how did the state go from a target of 51,000 to 15,000 in just a few weeks? Officials with the Newsom administration, who declined an on-the-record interview but spoke on background, said the goal shifted as the number of positive cases in California began to flatten. The state's social distancing and shelter-in-place orders have shown signs of progress, but officials did not say why the hotel room goal was drastically reduced, while the effort to acquire hospital beds and protective equipment was not similarly scaled back. Some counties have secured more rooms than others. San Diego County, for example, has a couple thousand rooms available. By comparison, Sacramento County has a couple hundred rooms, with about 30 of them filled. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Distance learning is a challenge for many families, but it's impossible for hundreds of thousands of California students who don't have a computer or internet connection at home. California First partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom is hoping to change that. She appeared alongside the governor at his daily coronavirus update. Siebel Newsom says about a dozen companies and foundations have donated money and devices to help connect students to their teachers.
Because of these commitments, hundreds of thousands of families will cross the digital divide, including 70,000 California students who will receive laptops, Chromebooks, and tablets starting this week.
Some school districts are using school buses as mobile internet hotspots for students without a connection. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's looking into possibly rolling out that strategy statewide. California lawmakers have some unanswered questions about Governor Gavin Newsom's spending on coronavirus response. Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting leads a committee that met Monday.
The administration has done an admirable job to, to help get the state through this. We do have questions of where the money's gone and in what fashion, and I think we in the public have every right to know that.
A state Senate committee held a similar hearing last week. Legislators sought details on a $1 billion deal with a Chinese multinational company for 200 million protective masks a month. The administration has so far refused to release the contract to lawmakers and the public. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.